How you guys doing? Doing okay? Are you ready to fight back for justice? No, excuse me, for great justice. Are you ready? You ready for Freddy? Are you my friends out there till the bitter end? I love you. I love you. It's Friday night, Jordan. Can you hear the march of time? Can you hear the people scream? Can you hear it forming? Are you ready for the storming? Do you notice, Jordan, that I'm wearing a cat that shows Donald Trump riding a Frenchie? In the desert, being stared down by a giant cat. You know, I made this shirt. And then we got this war with Iran. It's almost like my shirts are causing the future. How's life for you tonight, Jordan? Things are okay. I'm still don't know about my situation at work. That sucks. We'll see. One hopes to hear soon enough I'll hear. Well, you know, most of my t-shirts I do myself. This AI slop, I was paying Grok at the time. And so, yeah, I had to generate that stupid picture. But, you know, you have to sort through a lot of crap. Not every picture is good. Yes, all of the true troopers are checking in, Ron. They're all freedom fighters, ready to fight back against the giant cat, against the forces of evil. So how you doing tonight, Ron? You feeling okay? Are you feeling okay? Are you feeling happy and kinda gay? Yeah, I don't know how everybody's feeling. But clearly you can hear me okay. That's why you haven't complained, right? Am I correct? No, you're not complaining. You're here to be cruising. And I'm your cruise director. I would say I'm your Tom cruise director. You know what I'm saying? Yes, like Al Pacino, I'm going to take you on an adventure into the night, and we're going to learn about all kinds of weird codes and hobo symbols, you know what I mean? Oh, turning eggs, yes. so those chickens can get hatched, and then they can become little hens, and they can produce little eggs, and you're going to have bacon and let the chicken watch. And sometimes you'll take the baby, what's left from breakfast, and you'll let the chicken eat it. Life is cruel. Life is cruel. Yep, keep turning those eggs, Ron. But I am your cruise director. I don't know if you guys are going to hear this, but I'm going to kind of move the microphone a bit, because, you know, I want to see if you guys can hear this. I'm experimenting with audio. Let me know if you can hear this, okay?
How would you like to disappear?
Disappear?
Go undercover.
You know this man?
Who's here? I'm here. You're here.
These victims are all the same physical type.
What about him, Skip?
Late 20s, 140, 150 pounds. Dark hair, dark eyes.
Have you ever seen him before?
I want to send you out there to see if you can attract this guy.
How, where?
A New York City detective in search of a killer is about to disappear into the night.
Is it dangerous?
I can't talk about it.
How do you know you're gonna end up the same person when it's over?
An odyssey to the edge of city life.
Bartenders are starting to give me some information. There's this name keeps popping up all the time. There he is. The one with the hat.
Is that the one that followed you?
Yeah.
Why didn't you go with him?
I don't know. But I think you should check him.
You want to play? I'll play with
you. He's the wrong guy.
Prints don't match.
What he sees.
Who's here?
What he feels.
I don't think I can do the job, Captain. I don't think I can handle it.
I'm here.
This is stuff going down. I don't think I can. I can deal with it.
Yes!
Yes! You're here.
What he experiences. What he discovers will change his life forever. Al Pacino.
Who's here? I'm here. You're here.
Cruising.
Okay, I gotta say. The remake, the sequel to Cruising, is called, you know, Cruise Director, starring Al Pacino, if you didn't know. Sure, he's 85 years old, but he can get on that human growth hormone. He can get the enhancement surgery. He can be ready for the twinks. Maybe before he was in artillery, but now he's a wide receiver. Yes, the sequel to Cruising, coming out in 2027, is called Cruise Director, starring Al Pacino. It will be his Oscar-winning role. I think he won. Did he win one? I don't give a fuck. But if you want to, you can call in to the crisis hotline. We're ready to hear about your bullshit. I don't care. I got some questions, but you don't have to talk about these. You can just call in to the crisis hotline and let me know how you're feeling on Friday night. Oh yeah, Lieutenant Colonel Frank Slade, in Scent of a Woman. He was an army guy who got blind because he threw a grenade and it blew up, and then he got angry and sad. And then one day a young man comes along to restore his beliefs in life and shit. And he helped save the young man from crapola. Philip Seymour Hoffman was in that movie, you fuck. If you want to, you can call in to the Crisis Love Line. You can learn about your crisis lover. You can find life after love. It will fit yourself like a glove. I don't know. We could talk about the news, but the news sucks so much. I don't want to talk about Iran. Supposedly, we're entering another stage of escalation. Supposedly, Papa Blumpity Blump planned some type of, you know, Normandy style. We're going to storm the beaches. I'm serious. We're going to run at them beaches and, yeah. It's hard to know what's the truth, folks, because if we don't have magical woo-woo technology, I just don't know what to tell you. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You do, don't you? Anyways, let's just stop sharing here. Maybe we can look at something else that will be stupid. But Dan, you said you wouldn't. And I said I wouldn't, and I said I couldn't. But since no one's calling into the love line, yes, markets are closed, so we can do some nonsense. Oh, we can, Bryce, and it's good to see you, man. I'm good to see all y'all. I know you look at how I live and say to yourself, Dan, how can I live like this? Well, let me tell you something. You follow your heart and your gut and your principles. You focus on ideas and logic, and you find yourself outcast in the great sea. You're the one-eyed guardian. You're the one-eyed hero. You're not a zero in the land of the blind. But you tell people, oh, I have one eye, and I see a broken sky. You're not the king. You're not the emperor. They put you, yeah, they put you on a rail. And they ride you out of town, buddy. But you can call in to the crisis love line if you want to. I don't know. If no one, let's look at this stupid shit. So when you can see my screen, please let me know. Let me know when you can see my screen. It'll turn black for a second, Ron. I'm just not special enough, but it is the year 2026 and things do move quickly. Oh, it switched faster this time. I'm becoming more special. Okay, so I have been obsessing over possible miracles that could save the United States, I guess, militarily in this stupid Iran bullshit. The smartest move would have been not to play. The smartest move would have been not to play, but we're stuck here, we're stuck where we're at. If we are stuck where we're at, the next best move would be to toss Israel under the bus. And we've talked about that so much, you know what I mean. there's a way he could do it, and there's a way he could do it quickly. And if he did it quickly and he grabbed their nukes first, then it's possible this could save his ass. But the only other military thing you could do would be a shoot and scoot strategy, okay? Iran is taking advantage of camouflage, underground bunkers, lots of really good missiles. We should have never picked this fight. NATO has about 140 submarines. Okay, let's say 50 of them are diesel electric, capable of firing, you know, sub-launch ballistic missiles, IRBM types, cruise missiles, hypersonics and ATACMs. Well, if you've got these submarines out there, firstly, you can deploy them way, way out there, far enough that it'll be difficult for the Iranians to target you. Number two, you shoot, you submerge. By the time you get counterfire as a submarine, you're already someplace else. So if you want to have zero attrition of U.S. troops, this is a way to do it. You can attack Iran all live long day from your submarines, scoot, shoot, scoot, shoot. You can be well resupplied from outside of the range of their missiles. This doesn't protect the Gulf. This doesn't protect any of the UAE. This doesn't protect any of our allies. But it would be a way to eat away at Iran without U.S. forces being killed. Do I think it would work? We should have never picked the fight in the first place. Rip. I agree. USS Liberty, remember. The only other military possibility is woo-woo, which means that what if, and it's very hypothetical, what if the Pentagon and the DOD and DARPA, what if they're hiding really advanced technology? And let's have a really out there woo-woo conversation about the kind of technology that could have a big impact, one of which is missile-launched conventional EMP. Now, I personally think we've had conventional EMP since the 90s. And the question is, well, how could you get this to work, especially with underground bunkers? These places are well-protected, probably Faraday-hardened, which means they've got copper and steel woven into their construction. So an EMP weapon isn't going to help you with these facilities. And they probably use fiber cable, meaning fiber optics, between control nodes and missiles and missile launch sites. So EMP is not going to help you. But if you're talking about what's left of civilian society, peppering Tehran and all the cities with a lot of these conventional EMPs, that could be a major impact. Missile launch gamma ray. You say, oh, Dan, what do you mean by that? That's woo-woo. That's Edward Teller. During SDI, during Star Wars, during the Strategic Defense Initiative, our good friend Edward Teller, the father of the hydrogen bomb, had this wonderful idea. What if we could design an X-ray laser that was propagated by crystalline lead rods, okay, something like that. They didn't quite figure it out. And the source of energy was a tactical nuclear weapon. So essentially take a neutron bomb, add additional lensing and focusing, which is difficult with those types of temperatures, not realistic, but assume in a split second you could redirect X-rays or gamma rays. If you could build a conventional version of this or a very low yield tactical nuclear version of this, then you could direct a gamma ray beam at these facilities, and unless they're 5 miles down, everybody in the facility would be dead. And you wouldn't necessarily have any type of crater. It's just that every single strand of DNA in their bodies would be hit by the equivalent of wiping a magnet across, you know, a VHS tape. And they wouldn't instantly die. It's just that different cell lines reproduce at different rates. They would horribly die over a period of hours. Yeah, it's the worst form of radiation exposure. So that's woo-woo, though, isn't it? Yeah, if we had officers in the army, you're right, Ron, we don't. Or we don't have enough of them. It's like the Yeats poem. If there are honorable people in the military right now who know their oath, then they should do the right thing. And I've said that, Ron, people have said it, lots of people have said it. Nobody's doing it. It's like the Yeats poem. You know, if I may paraphrase, the douchebags are loud and they get the stage, and the decent people are somewhere in the darkness cowering. That's where we're at. It's the Yeats poem. I agree. I hope they've evacuated the civilians too, because it's hard to say what happens next. Now, let's have some more woo-woo that might, in my opinion, not be so woo-woo given the nature of the sky today. Our government has been working with the use of magnetic fields to manipulate the ionosphere for decades, at least since the 50s. And we use these systems ostensibly for research. One of them is HARP up in Alaska. But there are a lot of these systems out there. And according to Dane Wigington, these systems are used for geoengineering, which means when they push up the ionosphere, they create an abnormal bulge in the atmosphere that creates a kind of atmospheric wheel or gyre that redirects the flow of things like, you know, the jet stream, stuff like that. Dane Wigington and others have mentioned that the same system could be used to trigger an earthquake. And people have speculated that microwave weapons from space, even systems like a gamma ray laser or something like that, could potentially be used to superheat, to fracture, to create earthquakes. If we had a weapon that was an actual earthquake weapon, then in theory you could use this weapon on the bunker complexes. It might work, I don't know. I mean, between a gamma ray exposure and an earthquake, you might convince a lot of them just to bug out, but it's hard to say. Nano, we're in the woo-woo. Woo-woo, how do we win with our wonder weapons? Nanotech mist. Well, what is nanotech mist? Well, I'll tell you what it's not. It's not Michael Crichton's gray goo. You don't design these things to replicate. You design them to deploy. So you already have the mist, and the mist is designed to infect circuits, computers. It's kind of like another way to get the same effect that you would get with EMP. And the effect of the mist is that these tiny little creatures just go through circuits. And you really don't need more than a few of them, because a few of them will start eating away at the CPU and it's done. So nanotech mist, do I think we have it? No. But we're in woo-woo land, right? The land of woo-woo. And this is less woo-woo because we were researching hypersonics during SDI back in the 80s, right? Do we have battlefield-ready hypersonics? We might find out here in a few days. It's kind of like the first Gulf War. We had rumors about things like the stealth bomber and the stealth fighter. We had rumors about these unmanned aerial vehicles. We had all kinds of rumors about the new technology of war, but we hadn't really seen it yet. And then you have Storm and Norman Schwarzkopf, and he says, "Here's the luckiest man in Iraq. Here's the luckiest man in Kuwait. Here's the luckiest man on his way to a date." Yeah. The luckiest man. If we have hypersonics, at some point in the next few weeks, we're going to find out. And I do think you could do a submarine shoot and scoot strategy to counter Iranian missile ops. But that's not going to help you with stopping Iran. And it doesn't really help the Gulf states, and it does not help Israel. I don't fucking care about helping Israel. I think we should have cut them loose a long time ago. But we didn't. And instead, we let them infect our entire system. So now, when you look at the United States government, it's hard to know which is us and which is the state of Israel. Whether it's the representatives, the president, the cabinet, the experts that always tell us that we can knock Iran out of the park. But there you go. That's your woo-woo for this afternoon. You want to talk more woo-woo, or you want to talk love? You can call on in. Call into the love line. Call into the love line. Tell me about your problems. And Ron, I think that I heard today that a lot of folks in Tehran were on vacation or some type of a holiday when this started. And I think a lot of folks are leaving Tehran. I think they're leaving major towns. The Iranians have been through this before. They went through 8 years of war with Iraq that we helped. We helped the Iraqis. The Soviets helped the Iraqis. They had 8 years of that. They had 8 years of mustard gas, chemical warfare up the yin yang. They had 8 years of massive artillery barrages. They had 8 years of the best we could sell to Saddam that he could toss at them. They didn't give up. So I just don't see why they're going to give up now. It's a little bit questionable. I think this the Jared Kushner guy and this Witkoff guy, they've got the ethics of Kissinger, which means they're complete dirtbags, but they don't have the intelligence. Yeah, Ramadan, that's right. And don't we love to start things during Ramadan or around Ramadan? Yes, Ramadan is similar to Catholic Lent, yep. But I'm not a Catholic any longer. I don't think I ever really was. Fasting, I know. Fasting and abstinence, I get it. What are you saying, Ron? You say I'm a fat old bastard? I need to fast more? Maybe, probably. Certainly, certainly. But I'm here, and I'm working out, and I'm desecrating the flesh to get ready to go cruising because it's Friday night. You can call in to the Love Line if you want to. I mean it. Call on in if you want to the Love Line. You might as well. There's just no reason not to. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that this is its own thing, like Iran is its own thing. But it's easier to believe it is. I know a lot of people need to. It's strange. All these lesser catastrophes. And Iran is a catastrophe. But if I'm right, there's this bigger one out there that it's just kind of obscuring. And you could say it's it's just accidental. Or you could go the route of, well, it's eschatology. I don't know. Is the Iran thing accidental? Is it a big dumb mistake? If you look at Project for a New American Century and you listen to some of these folks, they would have said it was inevitable. Iran was always the target. And yes, in all of that paperwork and all that chicanery, that is true. But does that really mean we know the whole story? I mean, do we really? I would love it if the entire issue was the state of Israel, because that means all we have to do is cut them off. We don't have to destroy them. We don't have to do much. We just need to cut them off. And maybe if we want to, we could take it a step further and just take away their nukes and then cut them off. Take their nukes, cut them off from the cash flow, let their neighbors do the rest, because I'm pretty certain they've been waiting for that. Oh, my Fed friends are always there, Ron. I'm getting special treatment this week, buddy. We're 30 minutes in and nobody wants to talk to me. Maybe nobody knows about this yet. I can check. Maybe people are confused or they don't get my emails. It's so questionable. You know, I look at some of these quote-unquote podcasters who will have 10,000 followers and they got nothing but dreck. And I struggle to find two or three people. It's weird. I'm not saying I'm worthy of 10,000. I think I'd get to 200, right? I want Fed. You want some Fed friends, Bryce? I can help you. Yes. Bryce, you can officially, all my Fed friends, Bryce wants you. Bryce wants you. Bryce wants you to move down south. Yeah. Have fun. But if you want to call in, you can. You can call in on the crisis line anytime, anytime. Just call on in. You know my number. You can call. You want to talk about anything. We can talk about anything. Even Bitcoin. I don't want to talk about Bitcoin, but you can. You can call on in. Call on in. I know. I know. I can't breathe either, Bryce. Everybody's broken. Look at this instead. Ron, it's okay. Nobody needs to hear nothing from nobody. I'm not testing you guys. I'm not putting you through an experiment. How about we talk about this stupid shit? Would you want to talk about this stupid shit? And again, if you're listening on a podcast where you can't see the video, all of this is at planetarystatusreport.com. That's planetarystatusreport.com, okay? But right now we're looking at a link to a podcast post of mine related to Iran and whether they're prepared or capable of upsetting the apple cart further. And let me explain. The Iranians can mobilize up to 1 to 2 million troops. Now, a lot of these troops are going to be in underground facilities. A lot of these troops are going to be protecting missile sites. But many of these troops would be available for special types of, let's say, expeditions. And one idea, and I heard it mentioned today, is that the Iranians might want to try to take the United Arab Emirates. Is that feasible? Could they put together the troops to do it? Could they cross the Strait of Hormuz? Who knows? But then I was thinking, if they decide to do that, why wouldn't they just keep going and link up with the Houthis in Yemen? It sounds crazy. Frankly, it sounds insane. But if they could do that, that would take a situation that's already completely ass backwards as far as the United States goes and make it a near impossible situation. So I don't know. But it sounds crazy. And if you're going to do this, you do this now. You don't wait for the U.S. to build up. You don't wait for 6 or 7 months. You do the big rush job, the big move job. And I got to tell you, they might have way better short-range air defense than we know of, and maybe other forms of air defense we don't know of. If they did that, that would be crazy. You have to admit that would be crazy. Well, Ron, can you see it now? Because it takes seconds. There it is. We're gonna, you know, Iran will cross the Strait of Hormuz, they'll cross the Gulf, they'll hit the UAE, they'll roll through Oman, they'll get to Yemen, they'll head to Sana'a, they'll link up with the Yemeni Houthis and give them missiles and laser beams and microwave man pads, and then they'll skip hop jump up the coast all the way to Sinai, and then slip on in, you know, to southern Israel. I don't know. It's funny. If Iran deliberately avoided this, this sounds crazy, but if Iran deliberately avoided engaging Saudi Arabia and instead focused on linking up with the Houthis, it's hard to say what the Saudis do because the Iranians could take out Gawar, and Gawar is the heart of the Saudi, you know, oil complex. So who knows, man? Anyways, that's enough of that shit. You guys don't want to call into the love line. I understand. You don't want to call into the love line. But are you out there on this Friday night? Call into the love line and learn about love. Oh, okay. I came across this thing about Jack Keane. God, I don't even want to share it, but I'm gonna. Why not? Let me know when you see it, though, because I don't want to get stuck in some bullshit reality. So please let me know when you see this, okay? Now, Ron, your screen's about to turn black, and you have to wait a second. But then you'll see something. Guys, let me know when you see it. Okay. So I came across this thing about General Jack Keane. He won this B'nai B'rith International Award. And this is from July the 17th of last year. Right about the time, right after, but around that time that they destroyed Iran's nuclear capability. You remember that time that Trump won the war with Iran, that other time? We've won the war against Iran so many fucking times. It's not even funny. It's crazy. And if you look at General Jack Keane, you look deep, I don't know. He's definitely a Zionist, but I'm wondering if he's a crypto-Zionist, if you know what I mean. You know, I'm just noticing. Just noticing. What do you guys think? Do you think Jack Keane is really somebody else? I mean, there are a lot of these folks I met when I was in the Army, and they seem like they did not seem like U.S. citizens. They didn't seem like regular soldiers. And when you dug deeper, in some cases you found out, yeah, they're dual citizens, and they just happen to be Israeli soldiers, and now they happen to be in the U.S. Army. I don't know. In general, they seem like greasy people. But then you wonder, are there actual deeper plants? Like, is General Jack Keane one of these, I don't know, Israeli Manchurian candidates? It's hard to say. Aliens. The aliens are coming. The aliens are going to attack. They got the laser cannon. They really got our back. They fire a torpedo right at the sun. And just for fun, they give us a gun that we can use so we don't lose against the Iranians. Yeah, against the fucking Iranians. Whatever. Whatever. Whatever, man. You're the ones that left me here to die. I was always there to find you, crying in the darkness. Whatever, whatever. Nobody wants to call into the crisis line? Then I'm going to read my shitty poetry. Please, let me know when you see my screen, you fuck. Okay, you see it good. This is punishment. Once again, we've won the war. Sterile words for keeping score. A crazy man screaming into the night, running from the fight while he was young. But now he calls on new flowers and leaves to grab their guns and come have fun killing someone they'll never see. Moms and dads wave goodbye as mega cheers block the sun. Soldiers strong breathe a sigh. Into this storm we've been slung. Bodies arrive, letters sent. Excuses abound as to why they're bent. Burnt ash black and red, white skin dread, absent of sound. For finally, it is quiet for the soldier and his fam. And the old Orange King plans his final grand slam. The war is now over, the mad mango yells. We've won the war again. We've won once again. The shaking hands tell. And again, we win again and again, victory every single day. In the shadows, as generals play, the soldiers die or left behind in the streets, in the hospitals, and with grand memory we shall forget. Once more, even though the spray-tanned horse sings, we know, they know, that we've not won anything. There you go. You don't want to call into the love line, you get my shitty fucking poetry, baby. That's what you get. That's what you get. You get my shitty fucking poetry. You can call in to the love line if you want to. Call in. It's Friday night cruising. You're with the cruise director. And it's Friday night cruise style cruising with Al Pacino. If you see blackness into the night, that's just because we're cruising, baby. We're cruising into the night. But you can see what I see. Dan, I see nothing but blackness, I know. But wouldn't you want to be on that cruise ship, the SS Meatpacker? You know, it's funny. They put up so many controls with AI, and some of these controls work. Like, you can't actually get AI to make a picture of this, but you can trick AI into making a movie poster about it. It's absurd. And although there are limits they come up with, the limits don't work. So like the SS Meatpacker, I didn't tell AI to do that. AI did that itself. In fact, what it did is it took like the entire structure of stuff associated with the original film. It didn't ask questions. It didn't try to like dig deeper. It took a whole bunch of homophobic references and piled it into the sequel called Cruise Director. The sequel to Cruising. But if you want to call in to the love line, you know, and talk about Pound City, you can. You can call. You don't have to talk about love though. Whatever you want to yak about, it's up to you. Yak about anything. I don't care. Call in to the love style crisis. You have a crisis line problem. Let's reflect on what that might actually mean. We can reflect on it. We can reflect on it. We can. We can reflect on it. We can figure out what's going on. Let's see. Videodrome.
Let's see that again. She opens the Gemini app, uploads the building rules for her apartment.
Look at the size of that PDF.
I'm gonna fuck off about the PDF, man. Now, I want you guys to let me know when you can see the screen. That way, say hello to my little friend. When you can see the screen, let me know. One of you, Ron or Bryce or Jordan or Scrumbo or Blibliok. Yeah, you can see it. Okay, Diglion, you see it now. Hope you can hear it, though. I really do.
Professional help. But it's not me. It's my sister. It's not your sister. It's you, love. Can't you tell? Isn't that why you called me? You want help. You need help.
You're going insane. I can hear you disintegrating while you talk to me. I've got your number, haven't I?
I hate my sister. I don't want it. It's ripping me up inside. But I do. I do.
Will you call our distress center? Will you call the CRAM distress center? They'll tell you where to get help, lover. And you need it. You need it now.
I will. Oh, thank you, Nikki.
Yeah, James Woods. That's right. That's who knows what movie that's from. Do you know which movie that's from? The CRAM Distress Center. You can come to the Seaflow CRAM Distress Center. I'll hook you up with Blondie. That's Debbie Harry. She'll help you with the CRAM Distress Center. Come to my CRAM Distress Center, folks. I mean it. Come to my CRAM Debbie Harry style body cake distress center. You can learn more about your Blondie style devices that will help you. Bryce, do you have troubles in your heart? You can dial in to the CRAM style distress center. You can call in to our CRAM distress center. If you need help from an expert, I will provide advice I am not licensed to ever provide. And I'll help you with your C-Flow style Debbie Harry Spider Egg Gel psychological assessment. We'll help you. But you have to call in to the CRAM Distress Center if you want help. We can't help you, you know, remotely. We don't have that technology yet. How are you feeling? Is your inner spirit balanced right about here? Or are you down here on a Friday night energy level? This is a vibrational level right here. This is where you need to be. My blood pressure is 23 over 5. I have a pulse rate of 2 beats per minute. I am able to hold an erection for 72 hours, especially if I'm seeing those rockets raining down on Tel Aviv, I can hold an erection for 5 days. Yes, indeed. Every time I see those Iranians raining missiles down on Tel Aviv, I got to admit, I get a stiffy. Yes, every time I see it, I just love seeing it. In fact, give me a second, my gentle people out there in Scrobonville. I just want to find some sort of video. Oh, compilation video of missiles falling on Israel. Gosh, I hope someone's got one. God damn. I want it on loop. Yeah. You know what? Maybe this is a good one, but can I put it on loop? Probably not, right? Or can I? Oh, it'll just loop by itself, probably. So why don't I just do that? I like this one, but I'm gonna mute it because I just wanna watch it. I don't care. I just wanna watch it. So when I share this, please let me know if you see it, okay? Because I want to play some music while watching this if no one's going to call. Hey, Yakaka, how you doing, buddy? Please let me know when you see the screen here. I'm just kind of hoping it just keeps playing in a loop. You know what I'm saying? Let me know when you see these cluster bombs from a Khorramshahr or whatever. But I got to be honest with you. My dick gets hard when I see missiles falling on Israel. I don't like that video, really. I want to find a different one. Let's see. Oh, is this Tel Aviv? Oh my God, I think this is Tel Aviv. Ugh, my dick's getting so hard seeing that rubble. Oh, those poor people. They sat and ate their popcorn on a hill, watching their Gazan neighbors get killed. They'd eat popcorn. They'd drink their Shabbat wine as they watch neighbors burnt alive. But now we should cry for them. We should die for them. Because Spielberg is coming out with another movie. God, my dick's getting so hard seeing Tel Aviv like this. Oh, look at that young whore. You guys need to leave because I think it's game over for the wretched scum of Zion. And I don't mean true Zion, I mean these Khazarian bullshit artists. Oh, fuck you. Let's see, I love this. This is a fun thing for us to do. If nobody wants to call in to the... I don't know if this is real, okay, guys? This looks like it could be AI. But even if this is AI, God damn. I think I just gained another inch. I'm heading towards Ron Jeremy on my way to John Holmes. Fuck. And I'm sorry for my listeners who don't have video, but we're just watching videos of missiles and rockets. Raining destruction, not on Gaza, not on South Lebanon, not on the U.S. Liberty, if you know, you know. No, on our good friend Israel. Oh, look at that. Though, you know what? Shit like this couldn't happen to nicer people. Nicer people. Oh, it couldn't happen to nicer fucking people, right? Damn it, the State of Israel is our number one aircraft carrier in the United States of America. Oh, look at that spiraling warhead. That's so much fun. Oh God, I did not expect this. Okay, so guys, this happens almost all the time. A tiger is in a cave. You're canoeing in a cave. The tiger just wants help. Just wants help. Enough of that tiger bullshit. The U.S. government sends money out. Yeah. Whatever. Iranian missiles. Okay, dick is getting hard again. Look at those Khorramshahr 4s, those cluster bombs. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Take them down. Take them down. Take it. Take it. Yes, take it. God damn, that's just good old-fashioned fun. What the fuck is this guy doing? This man was kicked out of his mother-in-law's home. Well, probably, goddamn. This is probably AI, I don't know. Might not be, those could be hypersonics, but shit. I don't think my dick can get harder than this right now. Here we go. What are we gonna see here? Oh, fucking New York City. Fuck you. U.S. Sergeant says he's under investigation for whatever. Oh my God. Oh God, look at this. That's just wonderful, isn't it? Dan, those are people. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't think good people sitting on a hill watch their neighbors get blown to bits and have white phosphorus blow over their skin and their babies. And that's what a lot of these Israelis did over a couple. Oh, but yeah, it's because of 10/7. I don't care. Paragliders, they lost 2,000 people. Pretty certain they killed tens of thousands of kids. Lots of adults, 50, 60,000 people. Nobody has any sympathy for these motherfuckers at all. At all. Oh, God. I'll admit, these dog videos are cute as fuck. I do not know if they're AI. The reason why I think they might be AI is what the fuck kind of a dog, even if it's well-trained, just sits and waits, you know? I mean, maybe you guys have well-trained dogs that would sit there as that lovely steak is made worse, because the dogs would prefer the fresh steak. The fresh steak. The fresh steak. The dogs want the fresh steak. But it's so fucking cute. Now he's gonna slice it up and, oh, give him a kiss. Oh. I saw a mother lion. Oh my God, stop it. Is this real? Israeli security agency. God damn. If this is Tel Aviv, I love it. Keep it up. Keep it up, IRGC. What do you guys think? Keep it up? Thank you. this shit couldn't happen to nicer, more decent neighbor murdering and raping people. It really couldn't. Not even remotely. Oh, is this real or is this just something designed to get my... That's a video game, Dan. It probably is, that battleship game. Oh my gosh, I don't need propaganda. I know you guys got rockets. Oh my god, this is so sad. Oh my god. Chint Israel. What's this, Tel Aviv? I'm not seeing nothing. Come on, show me the action. Okay, this is nice. This is nice. I'm liking it. Okay, I'm liking it. Yeah, okay, smoke. I want to see more of the explosions, though. Please, please. Eagle flew into my garage to escape a fire. I closed the door and tried to get close, but whatever. Only food changed everything. She came closer. She slept indoors until the fire was gone. She started building a nest in my garage. I didn't understand, but soon it made sense. Weeks later, two eggs hatched. Now I had three eagles to take care of. My home became their safe haven. But one question stayed in my mind. Is this AI? Is this AI bullshit? Would a bald eagle fly into your garage? Shit, bald eagle, pull your eyes out. Oh god. Oh, I swear I have to make one of my porn videos out of this shit, because fuck that Quorum shirt just opening up 7-10 kilometers up, all those little bomblets streaming out. You don't know which one's gonna hit you. You don't know, but it's awesome. Okay, is this real? A drone impact. And where is this exactly? But I'm liking it. Looks fucked up. Kind of nice. I don't know how to read this. I'm hoping this is Tel Aviv. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, this is nice. You know, they shouldn't have parked in a handicapped spot. Don't park in a handicapped spot, okay? Yes, targeting. Fuck it. I don't know what this is, AI. Ugh. Two interceptors. Okay. Well, that sounds like awesome. And it's going, and it's going, and it's gone. And it's going to hit its target. Awesome. That's awesome. Ugh. Thank you. It's like Christmas, isn't it? Oh, I hope this is Tel Aviv. No, don't save the owl. Just stay away from these creatures. Empty streets of Tel Aviv. Well, hopefully soon, an empty state of Israel. Nobody there left alive. Oh, yeah. That's some AI right there. Wow. That's pretty cool. Dan, that happens in the ocean all the time. I know. Okay, what's this thing doing? I think that looks like a model, doesn't it? Yeah, that's a model. That's a pretty cool model. North Gaza. Well, we've seen this show before. Thankfully, there's a sequel called Tel Aviv. Okay, Bruce Lee is amazing. Can you believe Bruce Lee could lift all that weight with one arm? That's like 80,000 pounds of energy right there. That's crazy. I love these cluster bombs. It's kind of brilliant when you think about it. I wonder if the United States has alternative warheads for its IRBMs and ICBMs, because you just put one of these big cluster munitions in it, and no, you're not nuking people, but you're certainly making it hard to sleep. And believe it or not, in terms of economics and finance, that could be useful. Oh, panda bears. Panda bears. Okay, that's pretty cool, but I think that's AI. It's got to be AI. Batatu. Holy crap. That might not be AI, but man, those hypersonics, though, they're crazy. Why don't we have a shit ton of those? I read about them when I was in high school, and I'm kind of old, motherfucker. Killer whale. Oh, this drone footage shows the aftermath, but I don't know. That giant Israeli flag looks like, yeah, I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean. Okay, that's nice. That's nice. Israel, oh my God. Okay, guys, I think we're done with the porn of the missiles and the bombs because it is pretty low energy. Yes, it's true. It gets you excited. It gets you excited. I'm glad you showed up, Yukaka. I don't know. If any of you want to call in to the Love Hotline, you can. It's Friday night. We're cruising. We're cruising with Al Pacino. We're cruising. Into the Night with Al Pacino. He's our cruise director. That's a sequel to the film Cruising. I'm here, you're here, we're here. So we have been on a Friday night ad hoc style bullshit session for a little over an hour. Unless you guys have something you want to talk about, I think I'm going to close it out because I gotta go take care of business. What kind of an algorithm am I on? I'm on zebra juice. I've been taking zebra juice. Zebra juice comes from what's left of the ancient world. You drill deep into the ice. You pull up something real nice. You stick it into your crack. It breaks your mama's back. But if no one's going to call into the love line, the love hotline, if no one wants to call CRAM Crisis Center, it's CRAM, that's what I'm saying, it's the Crisis Center, I'd like to do one thing before we close things out. I'm going to try to remember to do this. It might creep some of you out, but I hope it doesn't. Lord in heaven, watch over my friends out there. Watch over the folks that listen, all 2, 3, 6, or who knows how many. Watch over my friends in my life. Watch over my family, wherever they are. You know their names. Thank you for our shelter. Thank you for our food. Thank you for the lives that we have. Thank you for the opportunity to live it and to be free. In your name we serve, Jesus Christ. Amen. You guys have a great rest of your Friday night, and I will see you sometime in the future. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.